Welcome to episode 6 of the FearShop.com horror podcast. It's March 1st, 2020. I'm Mike, and with me is Xavier.
Hello.
Sorry, it always catches me off guard. All right. So, you want to get in touch with us, you do it at FearShop.com. Voicemails, 215-798-0190. Emails at podcast@FearShop.com. Make sure you subscribe through your podcast player of choice and leave us some feedback on those areas where you can. And actually, on that note, we have a couple shout-outs for Dereleaked88 and MankaTogai77. Massive shout-outs to you guys for some awesome reviews on Apple Podcasts. We definitely appreciate that. All right, a couple things to get out of the way. We had, Frank had actually told us to give a shout out to a book that I haven't read yet, but he regarded it pretty highly. It's called The Devil's Aspect by Craig Russell, so make sure you guys are checking that one out. Actually, one thing that I wanted to tell you, and I never got to tell you yet today, so I saw this video of this, I watch a few guys, this is a horror podcast, I realize, I watch a few people that are like Star Wars geeks, right? And I saw this one video today, so I had to mention it. So they tried to... So there's a new book coming out, right? Which is basically going to be the last movie. In the book, you can say a lot more because the movies, you can only show certain things. But basically, the premise of the book, and there was an excerpt of the book that was shown because a listener of his show had gotten their hands on a book a little early. And basically, the Emperor cloned himself. And he's been cloning himself since basically Return of the Jedi. I don't know that that makes me like the movie any more or any less. Apparently, to this guy, it's weird. I don't know. To me, it's just weird. I mean, I guess some things are explained, like why he's tied up to all these things and all that other jazz. But it does make me actually want to read the book because it seemed kind of interesting just reading. I've been reading some of the other Star Wars books, which are the ones like between movies. But it makes me want to read the book, but it doesn't make me like the movie anymore.
Yeah. That probably makes me want to not see the next one.
No, they won't. They're done with that.
I thought making another one.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing because apparently none of the actors want to come back. And they're all making it very clear that they have no interest in coming back.
Really?
Yeah. Basically, the three main characters apparently have no interest in doing this anymore.
Dang.
So, who knows? Maybe they'll try to bring back Han Solo, bring him back to life. Maybe he cloned himself.
Never know.
So, but anyways, it's... It was an interesting video because of how much he geeked out on it. Apparently, that movie went from like a 2 to a 10 for him just knowing that, which I don't understand. But he's like, oh, this explains so much. I'm like,
that makes
really.
A 10. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's a good movie, bad Star Wars movie. I will say that to the day I die. All right. Couple recent movies to check out lately. Veronica, the Glenn Danzig movie. So I watched that the other night. You have no idea who Glenn Danzig is.
Either. Nope.
A musician who directed a horror movie. He's done comics and stuff before. He's an interesting guy. Complete prick. Excuse my language. But this movie, everybody was saying, was just utter garbage. But, you know, of course I have to watch it anyway. I will say it wasn't utter garbage. It was actually the first, it was an anthology. So the first segment was okay-ish, and then the rest started to drift off a little bit. But people were quoting it as being, like, the worst horror movie ever made. And I've seen plenty of those.
I gotta ask, is it as bad as the drone?
Here we go with the drone again. there is more of a chance that I will watch The Drone again. I will say that much.
All right. That's bad.
But I would say as a first watch, I probably appreciated Veronica a little bit more. It was a good movie. It was a little, at some points, a little too artsy, a little too strange for the sake of being strange. But The Drone was actually a plain movie outside of the stupidity of people. But all right, and two trailers came out recently. The Invisible Man, did you catch that one?
I did see that one.
So that doesn't look half bad. What do you think?
Looks good. It looks good. Mm-hmm.
The other one, did you see The Candyman?
No.
Okay. So, what was it? Thursday, I want to say. So, 4 days ago. The Jordan Peele's remake or reimagining of Candyman had come out. I did a reaction video on a trailer. It was it was okay. I mean, it's a trailer. I tend not to overanalyze trailers all that much because most trailers intentionally put the best scenes of the movies in there. Some trailers end up putting scenes that don't end up making the final cut of the movie. But at the end of the day, I will say it seems like it might be a little bit more truthful to the original movie than the sequels were. So I'll give them that. And I think people are going to be vastly disappointed when I have a feeling Tony Todd's going to have a tiny little role in the movie and everybody's geeking out because they know he's in the movie. And the voice that is the Candyman is not his voice. So obviously, my guess is he will probably play some version of the Candyman, but he will not be the main character for it. So it is interesting because Jordan Peele had, Get Out and Us. They were both pretty decent movies. It's, you know, he seems to be pretty good in the genre these days. Real turnaround from all the comedy he had come from. I'm interested.
Love Candyman.
Yeah, this is, so you say that not having seen the sequels. So
I love the first one.
Yes, the first one is a hell of a good movie. So I don't remember what episode we reviewed it in, but we've only had 5 other episodes.
I don't think we reviewed.
Yes, we did.
Oh yeah, we did.
I think like the second one or something like that. I remember, I think you picked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had picked that one. But, all right, anything else you've been watching lately?
I watched a few, because last week I didn't watch any. So I decided, okay, I'm going to watch some. Mm-hmm. So I watched Amityville Horror.
This was the 05, right?
05, okay, 05. Yeah.
That's the remake for... Mm-hmm.
I watched Polaroid, which was 2019. Did you see that?
I don't think so, actually. As soon as you said Polaroid, I thought of Robin Williams, but that was like 24 Hour Photo, I think it was called.
No.
I gotta check that one out. Was that Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix.
I'll have to check it out.
It was new.
I don't think I've seen it.
You should watch it. Is that right? Is it good?
Give it a shot.
And Nightmare on Elm Street, 2010. Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
That one was so weird.
So I don't think I ever had you watch the original Nightmare on Elm Street.
No.
You have seen some of them.
I think I've seen parts of all of them.
You have not seen 2.
Okay, parts of most of them.
Yeah. No, but what I remember, because I have the whole box set, and we started, or was it?
That was Friday
the 13th. Was it Halloween?
We watched Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I don't know. When I had you watch these, you were much younger, so I was avoiding anything that had too many, like, drugs or sex scenes in there. So... That pretty much was okay with the Nightmare on Elm Street and the Halloweens. The Friday the 13th are the ones that tend to have a little more of that stuff. But we'll have to sit and watch that one at some point, the original Nightmare on Elm Street. I've been itching to watch the whole series front to back, so.
Really?
I like to do that every once in a while. So, for all the major series.
Yeah, me too.
That actually, I've been wanting to really do the Wishmaster series lately. They don't seem to be streaming anywhere. And I own all these DVDs somewhere, but I don't know where the hell they're at. So.
Thrown out?
No, I think I have DJ cases somewhere. They're in an attic or thrown out. One or the other.
Yeah.
So. All right, so interesting interesting films. Yeah, I know I've watched a bunch. Nothing. There was one that I watched and I sort of I may end up picking it, so I don't want to say too much about it. I have a couple that I've watched in the last few weeks that I have bookmarked to maybe pick. But the problem is, you do this podcast every other week, and especially this early in the year, you're starting to get decent movies coming out like every other week. So it would be weird to pick movies like Countdown when there's like bigger ones coming out.
Yeah.
But all right, on that note, should we get into Countdown?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Our phones have become essential. Apps keep track of our schedules, our fitness, our love lives. But what if an app could tell you how long?
I got 63 years.
57 years.
Before you die, would you want to know?
What? 2 days? This app, it's fake, obviously.
My girlfriend said the same thing. It knew. That app said she was going to die.
Countdown from 2019. When a nurse downloads an app that claims to predict the moment a person will die, it tells her she only has 3 days to live. With the clock ticking and a figure haunting her, she must find a way to save her life before time runs out. So what do you think of it?
I had really low expectations going into it. Because I thought the idea was bad. Because, like, I thought it was like kind of like Polaroid. I know you didn't see it. Mm. But it was kind of like the same thing. It was in that one, if you took a picture of somebody, they died. In this one, do you know when you died? And I was like, okay, it's going to be stupid. Like, they're just going to die at that point. But then when they got to the point where, like, they were tortured and, like, not, like, they were getting scared and there were a bunch of jump scares. Yeah, I thought it was better. Just because of that. Because there was a little bit more of a scary aspect than just dying.
All right, so, a tough question. Would you download the app if you could?
No. Would you?
I don't know. I never thought about it, actually. I probably wouldn't know about it. So,
that's true.
It's very odd, because obviously something like that really couldn't exist, obviously, yeah. Unless it was like a murderer who tracks downloads and then makes sure you die at that second.
Yeah.
Which actually would have probably made for an interesting slasher flick.
That's true.
It's surprising to me that this wasn't done before. I think I felt like I've seen a lot of movies like this. I mean, the obvious is Final Destination, right?
Yeah.
It's, especially when they're like, ooh, we can cheat the app. What they meant to say is we could cheat death. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, it's probably the most blatant ripoff of the Final Destination, which was itself a ripoff of other similar movies, too. But I don't know. I wasn't expecting too much at all from this thing, I guess. It was just another movie, which it definitely feels like something like the younger crowd, like you guys, would dig more than I would.
I hope the younger crowd doesn't dig this.
I can't say I hate it.
I didn't hate it, but I don't think it was like good.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was decent acting, decent story, a lot of cliches, first time director.
It was super predictable.
Yeah, it's the sad part is I think anybody can even predict the only way to live is to fake your death or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like everybody saw that one coming, because I think it was just too many similarities to Final Destination. But anyways, it's I had watched this movie and I've seen a lot worse. So I was like, yeah, this might be a fun one to pick, because I was curious to see what you would think about it. But, you know, not horrible. Yeah. It is a PG-13. A lot of people will hate on it simply for that, which I don't understand that at all. They've proven time and time again there's a lot of good PG-13 horror movies. I don't think it. They need to be R or above for it to be a good movie. That's just kind of silly. Like, if it's a slasher movie and you want to see a bunch of gore, then yeah, it probably has to be R. But for a movie like this...
Yeah, but when you watch a movie where it's an app that tells you you're going to die, you shouldn't be expecting gore.
Yeah, there was... I feel like there was a couple... I'm struggling to remember a lot of it, but I feel like there was a couple... couple of scenes when people did die. No, I guess you really didn't see much.
Yeah, you did. There are two scenes.
I remember one in the hospital or whatever.
Yeah, the stairs.
I thought you just saw somebody fall.
Yeah, you saw somebody fall.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he fell pretty high. He fell five stories.
Yeah.
On his head. On his concrete stairs.
Got a big enough head, you can still make it.
Maybe. But, and in the beginning in the bathroom, the first chick that died.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to set those. They have to set things up so people get caught right out of the gate. Because this is a movie. I know everybody has to direct a movie for the first time, but when you get somebody who first time director and I think first time writer, and it was just like, it didn't seem like it seemed like a recipe for disaster. And then you start, I don't know, just the way people meet and how,
yeah,
it's just a little too happenstance and all that, but I don't know. Not horrible. Ready to rate?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
You got
yes.
Okay, is a five. I would watch it again.
Okay, hold on. So a one is garbage, right?
Mm-hmm.
With a 10 being like perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And a 5 is pretty much, it's okay. You may or may not watch it again. I'd say maybe a 5. It's like, yeah, I don't know. I won't watch this again for at least another year or something, I would say, is like a 5.
Right. I'll give it like a 5 then.
Yeah, that's where I was at, on a 5. I can see me watching it again if it happens. See, I say if it happens to be on TV, but it would have to be like...
a few years from now.
Yeah, but it would also, like, we don't even have premium channels, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I see it on Netflix, I don't know that I'm going to pick that one.
Absolutely not.
But if I'm surfing through channels and it's, like, FX or something like that, I'll leave it on until a commercial comes, and then I'll switch to the next one.
Yeah.
But that's the problem of having these streaming services. It's you either watch something completely crazy... or you just start watching the same stuff over and over again. If I go on Amazon, it's pretty much guaranteed I'm going to watch something from the 80s. Because they have a good mix of 80s horror. Netflix, I actually go on Amazon more than Netflix, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, I don't... Netflix, so I had an account probably not before you were born. But when they first started... and it was mail the DVDs to the house.
Yeah.
Right. And I remember we used to get, I think, 4 DVDs. I used to get 3. Your mother would get 1. She would keep that 1 for probably the whole month because it took her forever to watch movies. I would get 3. And typically I would, like, watch them. And if I semi-liked it, I would just burn them onto a DVD. So and then just, like, send them back, like, the next day.
Yeah.
And especially I worked from home for, like, 10 years. I was watching, I don't know, 2 to 4 horror movies a day.
Yeah.
I think even in this house it was, yeah, because I was right in that room, had a TV all set up, bigger TV than what's in there now where you played a PS4.
Mm-hmm.
And my desk was in the corner, and that was it. I was just watching movies all day. Because I remember I used to just post on Twitter watching something, and then people would be like, dude, how many movies you watch? I'm like, I'm just sitting here working. And, you know, you can listen to music a lot, which I do most days, but you're just sitting here with nothing else to do. You just got to hear some voices every once in a while.
Yeah.
But, all right. So, onward.
Let's go. Yeah.
All right. Alien from 1979. After a space merchant vessel receives an unknown transmission as a distress call, one of the crew is attacked by a mysterious life form, and they soon realize that its life cycle has merely begun. So what do you think?
I think people are going to hate me for this. I did not like this movie. It looked really good. Like visually, it was amazing. And the story was good. It was just so boring and drawn out. Like, I think it was 2 hours. It could have been 1 hour 15. Could have been 1.5 hours.
So, I guess depending on the version that you see, the movie can go anywhere from, like, I don't know, 105 to 120, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I don't remember which one I sent your way.
The one that was 120 minutes. It could have been 75 minutes.
So, I will say, I was never super impressed with this movie in the beginning. Because I was always wondering why people love this movie so much. And I said the same kinds of things that you said. And then, as time went on, and there's a lot of Alien movies, by the way, beyond even Alien vs. Predator, which I think you've seen those, but they're all over the place. Prometheus, if you remember that movie, that was actually also an Alien movie. So there's a lot of these movies. So what I will say is when I look back to what became of the whole franchise, and you start to think like the facehuggers and the alien itself, and just how much people love Sigourney Weaver, who was the female lead on, well, like, yeah, the main, the only survivor, right? I was never a huge fan of hers, I'll admit. I think she was okay in these movies. She started to get really weird when they tried to make her, I guess, too much of a badass. But there's, for a movie, if you think back, is now over 40 years old, it doesn't look like it was in 79.
Yeah. It looked good.
So I will say, so every time I watch this movie, it drags a little. But then every time I start getting towards the end of the movie, I'm like, yeah, that's why I really love this movie now.
But it's like, I could barely finish it.
I have a feeling you're going to be like me. And then one day you're going to be like, yeah, I remember the facehugger. I mean,
the facehugger is sick. I love the facehugger.
Yeah, and it's just like to see those scenes. But it's funny because I think it was last episode we just did The Thing, yeah. Right? And I would say I would similarly rate those two movies. But any day of the week I would watch The Thing over Alien.
That one was so good.
Now, Alien actually has, there's a lot more that people remember. I don't know what people remember from The Thing outside of Kurt Russell. Like, whereas Alien, the alien itself's iconic, the facehuggers are iconic, so that has to mean something.
The popping out of the chest, everybody remembers that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like one of the greatest scenes in horror. But it's just so many people who were attached to this movie. So Ridley Scott, who's did this movie, Alien Covenant, The Martian, Prometheus, Hannibal, Blade Runner, probably way more non-genre films than anything else, and has had a lot to do with a lot of huge movies. And then Dan O'Bannon, who wrote this movie, wrote this, like, I think all of the Alien films in some way, shape, or form. Total Recall, Return of the Living Dead. And then the actors themselves were, you know, like I said, Sigourney Weaver became huge. I think she's a lot bigger than I realize even. But yeah, I think it's just the iconic scenes is what everybody remembers. If this movie was 90 minutes, I think this would be like a 10 out of 10 for a lot of people.
I could agree with that.
And there still are people that are like, this is the greatest movie ever made. I like it a lot. I will say that without a shadow of a doubt. Some people actually say this isn't even their favorite Alien, because a lot of people liked Alien 2 more than this one. Yeah. Alien 2 gets a little weird.
Yeah.
She gets in a robot suit and starts fighting the alien.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
So it was like early 80s, and she's wearing a robot suit, so she's like moving. It's like watching a sloth fight a cheetah, and somehow she's winning.
Strong sloth.
So, yeah, it's... I think I was very curious to see. This is why I pick movies like this. Because of... I think they mean a lot more to me. I meant to... There was this thing that I saw pop up on my phone, and I went to try to read the article. Because I've always been curious. This is more music related. But they basically... I didn't get to read it, but I'm pretty sure it's like in your teenage years when they say like... where you find your favorite band, right? Okay. I think it's the same thing with movies as well. I just think, you know, everybody goes goofy over the Marvel movies and stuff like that. And I'm sure we'll still be watching them for years to come, but I think like 40 years from now, you're going to look at movies like, you know, Endgame or something and just be like, all right, well, I guess that was okay for back then. But then there's other movies like The Exorcist, where there's nothing super impressive in terms of effects or anything, but it just, the when I watched it, and I remember everything about, like, watching it for the first time, more than just a movie. Remember where I was and all that stuff.
I wonder if in the future, people are still going to watch, like, to us now, old movies. Like, 1970s.
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't know.
So... I would say a lot. So basically the design of all these aliens and all are, they're huge, right? They were designed by an artist that everybody thinks has, like, creates the greatest art of all time. And he put a lot of the design together, and what ended up happening, if you like look at his early artwork, design of these things, you saw the face huggers and Alien. It was just like, that's what drew the inspiration of this. But then the practical effects on top of that, you know, computer effects are getting better and a lot of stuff looks really good, but I'll still see something now that I'm like, how did they let that get in the movie?
Yeah.
Somebody goes to run or something. What was the last one I seen? It was just like, even Wonder Woman, I think, was pretty bad at times with some of the effects that they did. And I'm like, it just doesn't look right. And just like, and that movie was a few years ago.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, so I don't know. I mean, if you ever watch movies like The Chopping Mall or something, and we'll probably watch that at some point, you'll see how bad special effects were 30-some years ago.
That's just not a good movie.
Well, so it's a movie that where they had robot security guards take over the mall. Or they were supposed to protect the mall, but of course they turned bad. I forget what it was. Like, I don't know. Something like they got water on it and they short-circuited or something and turned evil. It was just...
That makes sense.
Yeah, similar to Banana Splits movie of recently, which was kind of funny because it was almost like Chopping Mall. But anyways, so another thing about this movie, again, depending on what you watch, they cut out a lot of the gorier scenes in the movie because this was 1979. And
you couldn't get in the movie theater.
The thing... These are movies that are all would have like teetered on getting an X rating into the theaters compared to like what they allow now. And I think last time we talked about The Thing, like I told you about like the PMRC and like curse words on albums weren't even something normal. And now it's just like you can't get an album that isn't loaded with curse words, which is going to change.
Maybe.
Oh, it'll change. You kidding me? Yeah. Yeah, it's going to have to start changing as people become, you know, more YouTube artists and whatever else they want to do. YouTube frowns upon language like that.
Yeah.
So if people want to make money on views, then they have to abide by the rules.
Or don't use YouTube.
Or they don't use YouTube and lose a lot of potential revenue.
I guess.
It's still, whatever you say, whether it's Vimeo or anybody else, YouTube has over half the market. And Google usually doesn't lose.
That's true.
Except for, wow. I don't even remember what the hell it was called. They had a social network. Oh, Google Plus, right? Google Plus, was that it? They tried to compete with Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to say Plus.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. It was like a half-hearted attempt at trying to compete with Facebook, which was really odd because if anybody could, it should have been Google. But anyways, so, all right. So original cut of this movie, 3 hours and 12 minutes.
Jesus.
So it's...
I got lucky.
Now you're saying an extra hour from what you've seen. That obviously was not going to be an hour extra of gore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there would have been a lot of... I've seen... If you look on YouTube, there's so many deleted scenes. Most of them are really crap quality, so it's hard to make out a lot of it. Most of the scenes, there's very little that were like action scenes or gore scenes. A lot of them were just conversations between like Captain Dallas and Ripley or something like that, but it was weird.
Yeah.
Han Solo was actually supposed to be Captain Dallas.
Really?
He turned it down. I don't even know why, really. Yeah, I don't know. Because what? Star Wars was like 78, so this had been right after it. Maybe, no, he wouldn't have been filming Blade Runner at the same time, because Blade Runner had some of the same crew. So, I don't know. But anyways, So his cut was a lot bloodier, Ridley Scott's original cut, but because of negative reviews of test audiences and the possibility of the X rating, scenes with violence and gore were cut down. So, it's there are a couple really good chest burster scenes, though.
Really?
That was like, which you like saw that and like, how did they not put it in? It's like, eh. Because it would have been an X. And an X at that point in time is, it's, there would have never been an Alien 2. An X movie literally would have meant it wouldn't have played on any theaters. I forget when home video started, but not in 1979.
Yeah.
Home video was somewhere in the 80s. And home video was weird.
Aww.
So if you didn't have a credit card, which a lot of people didn't have credit cards back then, people didn't trust credit cards. And you would have had to have left like $100 cash deposit at the video store to rent a movie for a day.
That's weird.
And then when you returned the movie, you could have gotten a cash deposit back. But if you rented another movie, you would have had to left the cash deposit again. So you would have to like leave $100 per movie at the video store.
That's insane.
Yeah, and just, you know, think about it. $100 back then is, you know, it's $100 now is doesn't hurt as much as it did back then, I would say, for most people. But, yeah, it was, so an X in the movie theater would have been no home video anyway at that point in time. Mm-hmm. Maybe in the mid-80s or late 80s, people would have been like, oh, yeah, remember this one? But I don't even know how much they would have because I always rented horror movies based on the cover art. And the cover art for this was just, ugh. It was just space. I mean, the whole tagline is like, in space, nobody can hear you scream. So it's supposed to be just dark.
That sounds cool, though.
Oh, yeah. That's going to end up probably being the title of the show.
So. I'm going to get a tattoo of that.
You should.
That'd be sick.
Should. I'm due for another one now. Been 3 weeks now. I gotta get it. I can't keep going years apart. I'll never get my sleeves done.
My sleeves? That's funny.
Been saying I'm gonna get sleeves done for 30 years. Now's halfway done one arm.
Now's the time.
Yeah, I got a lot to catch up on. Alright, so what else should I say about this movie? Original draft title was Star Beast.
I'm so glad they changed it.
Yeah, that was like so weird. But let me see. So Ridley Scott cites three movies as shaping this one. Star Wars, obviously. It's so weird calling it A New Hope, but sure. Okay. Mm. 2001, A Space Odyssey, which I'm pretty sure you never saw.
Nope.
And a movie that you hate. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You're so right.
Yeah. Still not sure why. I will say the first time I watched it, I was like, yeah, I don't get the hype.
That's like me, dude.
But then it's just the character.
I mean, I always remember the character, but...
It's just...
I'll always remember how bad the movie was.
You probably don't even realize it, but like, they're remaking Texas Chainsaw Massacre yet again.
Really?
So, there was a remake, which was really good, actually. And then what was... Then I think there was a sequel to the remake. And then, like, they recently remade it again. I don't remember. All I remember is Alexandra Daddario was in that one. It was like kind of a weirdish story, I guess. So I thought they would maybe try to pick up from there, because at the end of that movie, she kind of like... Well... Yeah, I don't want to spoil it too much. But anyways, she helps her... Jesus, I guess I'll spoil it. So apparently, what is it? Her brother or her cousin? I forget. I think it's her cousin. And she helps him out, and then towards the end of the movie, you're like, oh, is she going to also become the next serial killer or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
But now they're talking about doing it yet again. It's like, I don't...
Just make a new one. Like a two.
I don't think anybody really has... No, two. They have a lot more than two.
Just make the next one.
Yeah, it's just... They have one that I barely even remember. And all I remember, I think, was the cover was Leatherface had lipstick.
That's so
like,
weird.
It was like that was the cover. And I was like, it's supposed to be like Leatherface and drag or something? I think that was the one that Matthew McConaughey was actually in. Yeah, that was like who ended up exploding. But it's, yeah. Anyway. So I don't, anything else you wanna give on Alien here?
No.
All right, let's rate this thing. Ooh.
I just don't think people are gonna like my rating. No, I think if it was like a, if it was a shorter movie, that's like a 9. All right. But just because of how long it is, I could never watch it again. I don't think I could ever watch it again.
You will.
Okay, I probably will, but I don't think I would ever choose to sit down and watch this.
I won't.
And
you will, because you're saying the same stuff I did 20-some years ago, 30 years ago.
So at the moment, I'll give it like a 4, because I just don't think I could watch it again. Like, it's not a bad movie, but I just can't watch it. Like, I would give it a 9 if it wasn't so long.
Well, you're not saying anything different than I did at that age, so. It was, I was not into the movie originally. Not at all. I had told you I was never into Blair Witch until I seen the end of the movie, and then all of a sudden I fell in love.
That's true.
So, anyways, with Alien, I give this one an 8. I'm so close to a 9.
Mm-hmm.
Just too iconic. There's just... there's just so, so much that, yeah. That, I mean, this is another one of those movies that it's like... I mean... literally just made a few people's careers. It's like $11 million budget. I don't know. Worldwide gross has to be 110, 120. Last time I checked, I think it was like 106 or something. So it's just one of those movies that all it just does is just make money. And then the sequels. Sequels get to be weird.
Really?
Yeah. I still like Alien Resurrection is one of my favorite ones. And it's so weird.
Is that the one where like they're on like a planet? It's like all snow and ice.
I think you're thinking of Prometheus.
Really?
I think so.
And there's like the
Alien Resurrection was like from the 90s or something.
There's like a dungeon thing. And they're trying to like escape the dungeon or something.
Huh.
They slide like down this big ice thing into the dungeon.
That's interesting because there was So Alien 3, I think, had something like that. And then Resurrection. No, Resurrection, there weren't. There was like a lot of people in this one, right?
I think. It was like an army group or something.
I'm thinking that you're either thinking of Alien versus Predators, one of those guys, but maybe Alien 3, I want to say. Because Alien Resurrection, if I remember correctly, I remember a lot of scenes from it. I don't remember there being like more than, like, say, a dozen people in the whole movie. Because the whole purpose of that movie was, like, she was starting to... She realized that she was, like, one with the alien or something. So she actually was, like...
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, towards the end of the movie, she kind of, like, bonds with the alien. Or It got really weird. I just remember watching a movie, and it's, like, it's always her trying to kill the alien, and now she's trying to, like, sympathize with it.
After it killed everybody she knew.
Yeah, well, yeah, she always does start to get a little bond with it, but it is very weird. I could say some of the writing starts to drift off a little. And I will admit, for some reason, I've never been, like, very, like, I've never felt connected to the Alien vs. Predator movies.
Really?
I don't know why. Love the original Predator. You know, like most of the Alien movies, but even the more recent Alien movies, like, I don't know. Take it or not, I'll watch them, but it's not something that, if I had to, like, go to an island and take one Alien movie, it would have to be this one.
You want to die?
Just saying, if you got a lot of time to kill.
That's true.
All right. So, anything else before we wrap this one up?
I don't think so.
Alright. I thought it ended up being a longer one, having talked about Alien, but...
I thought it was a short one.
No, it is a short one. We're only about 40 minutes in. Yeah. Alright, you want to get in touch with us, you do it at fearshop.com or voicemail at 215-798-0190. Email is podcast@fearshop.com, and please subscribe and leave feedback on your podcast player of choice. All right, anything you want to say before we go?
Goodbye.
All right, there it is. Man of very effective words. All right, until the next episode, just keep it horror.
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!